first and foremost, Coach, congratulations on the homecoming victory. You guys started out with a lot of fire, 20 first quarter points and never looked back.
I thought our kids played really well. I mean, you know, focus-wise for the week, you know, kind of a slow start here and there, but, you know, they do so many things on offense, it's really tough to have a good early week. But as the week kind of went by, you know, the more they picked it up and, you know, you kind of saw the result tonight.
Well, I thought it started off right there. Seemed like a very similar situation a couple years ago. You get a fourth down stop at around their own 43-yard line, and Brenner Wells, his first two carries, boy, he ran like a guy on a mission there.
I ran well. You know, he hit the seam, and, you know, anytime you got, you know, somebody like, you know, Beeler, you know, running to the edge, you get some linebackers kind of cheat out, and, you know, we're hoping they would do that, and then kind of Brenner kind of bent it back up underneath there and put his shoulders down and ran really nice.
And the passing for both Brett and Trey tonight. Trey on that nice 30-yard play, and Drew Kai was met in stride there as well. Brett O'Neill had another great night passing, and it just seems like the communication between the quarterbacks and the receivers has been pretty good tonight.
Well, it's been pretty good most of the year. I mean, we've worked on it pretty hard, and, you know, there's a lot of time, you know, we're out there on space or, you know, working against our JV kids, and, you know, the JV guys are, you know, hustling around, and they know our route so well right now that it's really hard to – You know, complete some stuff in practice, but you know, overall, you know, the kids played well. We got good, pretty good pass protection. You know, kind of caught them with you know, a middle screen, you know, for Brenner on one, and you know, kind of you know, ran that with Drew a couple times this year. And you know, we had Drew take off, and when Drew took off, I think they relaxed, and Brenner slid back underneath there. So you know, just kind of fortunate to you know, come out and play well, and you know, come out pretty much injury free. I know we got a couple you know, nicks and bruises, but you know, always well when you play Ulysses. So. You know, a nice ball game for us.
A good defensive effort once again. The first team not allowing the Tigers to score, not get a whole lot of yardage here tonight, but that was a good positive there. You look ahead to next week. You're going to be on the road for the next 2 weeks. It starts at Hugoton next week. They were shut out tonight, 21-0 up at Colby. And Hugoton just seems like they're struggling a little bit this year, and but they're going to be at home next week. And second year in a row, you get to go down there.
Well, one thing you got with Hugoton is you got a lot of big kids, you know, on their line. And last year we were not able to run the ball very well against them, you know. And you know what we got, you know, on the ground, we kind of got early with Colt Colburn hit a trap, I think, last year, went about, you know, 60 or 70 yards. And after that, a lot of it was our passing game. So you know, it's kind of nice to see our passing game, you know, take effect tonight. And you know, that hopefully will keep them spread out where they don't put so many people in a box to stop Dalton.
Well, you guys are 4-0 on the year, and a great performance here tonight, homecoming night. Another great crowd here at Scott City, and a 49-13 win. Coach, once again, we appreciate you stopping by here post-game. We'll talk to you next week.
Well, thanks. You know, and we really appreciate, you know, type of crowd support we get. You know, you're so good on the road. We have a big crowd, too. And, you know, right now, you know, the kids are, you know, hoping for a special season. So, you know, to have that special season, we need a lot of special support. And you know, so far we've had it, and I hope people continue to come out and support the kids because they're working pretty hard and, you know, take a lot of abuse from other coaches in practice. So, you know, they deserve the support they're getting.
All right. Thanks again, Coach.
Thanks.